Hey guys, Will Durst here, warning you to be on the alert starting the second week of September, because that's when the 116th Congress reconvenes from their summer recess. Hopefully, their vacations refreshed them for the arduous 24 days of work scheduled between now and Thanksgiving. And through the combination of research grants and educated guesses, we here at Durst Co. were able to determine the recreational activities engaged in by America's movers and shakers these past couple of months, and are proud to present them here now. How they spent their summer vacations. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell learned another language. Unfortunately, it wasn't one whose vocabulary includes the word compromise. Vice President Joe Biden went to Switzerland for a charisma implant, but his system rejected it and the donor died. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held a series of mock debates with himself and lost every one. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren binge-watched all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones and didn't learn a thing. President Donald Trump managed to bring his golf handicap below his body temperature for the first time since contracting malaria. Not Melania, malaria. Vice President Mike Pence spent most of his time being seen reading the Bible to his wife. Beto O'Rourke spent 3 weeks in physical therapy, learning to talk with his hands stapled to the outside of his thighs. Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner bought a ticket on the Clue train. Donald Trump Jr. was sent on a summer-long snipe hunt by the White House staff. Mayor Pete Buttigieg baked a series of casseroles for the South Bend, Indiana Police Lodge's annual autumn potluck dinner. And finally, Melania, not malaria, Melania Trump wandered the Mediterranean scoping out possible new daddies for Barron. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.